This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Katie Hartsook. She's chairperson for the 14th annual Take It to Town event that's sponsored by Federated Church in Cardinville. It's coming up Saturday, June 3rd. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Katie, our discussion today is obviously the 14th annual Take It to Town. Many people have volunteered, many have participated in Take It to Town, but there's always the chance someone's new to the area or they haven't heard about it before, and we'll let you just give us a brief summary of what Take It to Town is.
Yeah, sure. The Take It to Town event, as Rick mentioned, is our 14th annual, and it's our volunteer community event held here in Carlinville, although we do encourage those from other communities to come out and support the event. And what we do is we find local businesses or organizations and, you know, go out and see if they need a little extra hand doing whatever that might be, you know, painting, picking up trash, maybe clearing away some brush, and just take the morning, about 8:30 to 12:30 in the morning, and just go out and do whatever we can to help them out. So,
for the June 3rd event this year, you just went over some of the types of projects, but maybe for volunteers so they know sort of what's available this year, what are the exact projects for this Take It to Town?
Yeah, this year we have 9 sites lined up, and I'll just go ahead and read through those for you. That is Beaver Dam State Park, which would just be mainly, you know, cleaning out some of the brush throughout their trails and picking up trash, you know, just making a little, making it look a little nicer out there. We also are going to be at the public health and the bus garage, you know, cleaning up their buses and their vans. Carlinville Rehabilitation and Nursing Healthcare. Friendship Home, Heritage Health, Locust Street Resource Center, Loveless Park, the Primary School, and We Care Recycling.
Now, as far as a person who may be interested in possibly volunteering, can they choose a project or are they assigned a project? How does that go?
Absolutely. On our registration forms, we ask when the individuals fill those out what their preferred site numbers are. They'll have a, you know, a 1 and 2 choice, and we do try to match people with whatever, you know, might strike their interest. We want everybody to come out and have a nice time. So we there is a choice.
And you did mention many people were familiar with the Take It to Town when it was a full day, but this is, again, you gave the times, but now it's sort of a half day Take It to Town, right?
Yes, that's correct. The actual on-site times will range from 8:30 to 12:30 with, you know, registration and kind of gathering at the Federated Church around 7:30 a.m. Breakfast and refreshments will be provided. And then, you know, welcoming everybody back after the morning's events to a free lunch there back at the church, starting at about 12:30 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And at that portion of the event, everybody sort of, I guess, goes over what they did or some of the, I know, highlights, I guess you could say, or fun things that happened during the work hours?
Absolutely. We're going to have some photographers out there, you know, capturing those moments from the morning, and we're going to try to put a slideshow together. So, you know, as you're eating lunch and kind of sharing with friends, you know, what you did that morning, you can also enjoy a nice slideshow presentation with some pictures and just kind of getting to relive that good feeling from the morning. So,
as we said, this is the 14th annual, and you noted that you've participated in some and things like that. This has a pretty good turnout, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people do show up for the Take It to Town and the various volunteer projects.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, of course, we're always looking for more helping hands, but we do have a great turnout and would like to continue that in the future. I mean, 14th annual, I feel like that speaks volumes, and hopefully next year we can make it the 15th annual.
For those who would like to volunteer or are thinking about it, what do you do? Where's registration forms? Who's eligible? You can go through all that criteria to let everybody know what they sort of need to do if they'd like to get involved.
Well, currently we do have registration forms located at the Carlinville Public Library. You can fill those forms out and turn them right in there at the library. You know, no need to come directly to the church and turn those in if you choose to fill them out the library. However, you can also pick them up at the Carlinville Federated Church anytime during the day, and you can either take those with you or fill them out right there. But either way, those are our two main drop-off points to get registration forms and, you know, hand them back in. And
Age-wise, who is eligible?
Anybody 8 and older is eligible to actually go out and volunteer on the sites. However, we do provide free child care during the morning hours. So if you had a family that had a various of age range of children and, you know, some of them wanted to be able to help and but others didn't meet the age requirement, that's okay. Because, you know, in the morning as you're registering and, you know, grabbing a little breakfast, you can drop the kids off and then pick them back up just in time for lunch. So.
And again, we'll remind everybody, the Take It to Town is Saturday, June the 3rd. And if anybody missed anything or has more questions, what do they do?
Yes, for any additional questions, you are always free to call the church number, which that number here is 217-854-3031. And anybody who answers the phone should be able to answer any questions that you may have.
Katie Hartsook, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thanks, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.